Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, I was bushwhacked today at the gym.
Are you talking like the wrestlers?
Well, ambushed. It was a psychological ambush. So I didn't even go to the gym. I just go to the gym to use the shower because I ran with my buddies in Forest Park early this morning. Didn't have time to go home and shower. So I belong to a gym to use the shower. And I was finishing up getting ready at the little counter with the mirrors and the lights. Everybody's dressed, but it's where you put on makeup and do your hair and such. And this girl comes up to me and asks me about like the curling iron. It's like, oh, what's that? I'm like, it's a curling iron, you know. And she was talkative and I was in a hurry. I mean, the seconds were taken away. I'm running out of time here. And I'm trying to put, you know, some lotion on my face, put blush on my face. And she asks me about like my hair and where do I work that I can wear my hair like this, which I didn't think it was that bad. I don't know if she was trying to find a conversation starter. And I thought, well, maybe she doesn't have a lot of friends and was trying to meet someone because she wasn't quite picking up on the social cues that I didn't have time for, wasn't interested in like a long conversation.
What sort of face did you have? What'd your face look like?
I feel like since I was looking in the mirror, I do know what my face looked like. And it was nice and kind of like not a lot of eye contact because I was like rummaging through my bag and trying to finish drying my hair and then using the little curling iron around my face and I was putting blush on. People can't tell that I put effort into it, but I do put some effort.
So you didn't have RBF or ABF? Do you know?
What's A? Active? Huh. No.
Active B face?
That is my go-to because I've always said like if ever I go out, I've been to bars by myself a lot. Never get drinks purchased for me because my brother said I look like.
Yeah, you're so unapproachable.
Yes. He said you look like if someone talks to you, they'll kill you or you'll kill them. And that's not true. Not the point. I think I was very friendly and I was continuing the conversation about my hair, about the tools I use on my hair, and then my job. And I was like, oh, I'm in media. What do you do? And she started telling me about her job. And I thought, oh, wow, that's really interesting, you know, cooking and everything. And then she said, but my cousin started his own business when he was 19 and we retired at 24. And so I decided to start my own business. So I have that. And I thought, oh, you know, and I'm still getting ready. I'm continuing the conversation because I thought maybe this person just needs a friend. So, well, what? Tell me about your business. What's your business?
Don't ever ask about the business.
And she's like, well, actually like protein powders and gym powders and bar. Do you use protein powder? And I said, no, I have a history of severe gastrointestinal distress. And
like that should end every conversation.
I was like, I have huge stomach problems. I said, ever since I was a baby, everything makes me sick. That's not a lie. It's true. I did the formula, the goat milk, everything when I was a baby. And she's like, oh, anyway, we continued talking. It was a pyramid scheme. That I was approached. I was ambushed.
She was trying to sell you some protein powder.
Yes. And then to get me to sell, because she said, you seem someone who's like-minded. Would you want to start your own business?
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, she wanted you to sell it,
both.
Not buy it.
She wanted both.
Oh.
She wanted me to try the powder and then sell it. And I thought, pyramid scheme people, and I know there's a lot of people who do it, and I feel bad. I felt like I shouldn't even bring up this topic. But they really prey on people's good intentions. I really, like, I was running late. I mean, you saw me. I was late today. Partly late because I was slowed down in the process of getting ready because I thought, you know what's more important is someone who needs to talk. Someone who needs a friend.
Yeah.
So I thought I was being a friend. I was not. I was being bamboozled by a pyramid scheme, lady.
This is, I think, well, I can't decide if it's worse or better than once you've graduated from college, and I bet everybody listening has had this experience, everybody of a certain age, when you graduate from college and you start to get, within a year or so, you start to get these emails mm-hmm. or text messages from people you kind of knew.
Yeah.
And maybe not like close friends with, but you kind of knew them. Or you were friends, or you'd see them at the bar, and that was it. You know, that was like, you're like, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah.
Like those people, yeah. Right? And they say, how you doing? How's everything? Good? And then you go, yeah, man, everything's great. How are you? Oh, cool. And then it turns out they're financial advisors for a larger firm. And the tactic that they have been taught mm-hmm. is reach out to everybody you've ever met in your entire life and see if they want to have a financial advisor.
I'm so glad you said this because that happened to me recently.
It has happened so many times to me.
Facebook messages.
Yeah.
And again, I've learned my lesson, but someone that I hadn't talked to in a decade. Amy, I was thinking about you. How are you? And I thought, that's very kind of this person to reach out to me. And I said, oh, I'm doing great. That is so nice of you to reach out. How are you doing? I'm doing great. I actually have this business now, would you be interested in like trying some of these products? And I was so offended. Yeah. I have since deleted Facebook and I've been off of Facebook now for 2 years.
And you told them, I have gastrointestinal issues. I'm not doing too well right now.
Well, that's the thing. This lady was selling stuff for inflammation and gut issues. Oh. Like one of those drinks.
So don't tell her you have issues because she would try to cure it
for you. Yeah, she would try to cure it. Yep. I mean, the same thing. And I just felt pressure. And do you know, I have not, because I have deleted Facebook and I'm not on that, and I've become a bit wiser, a bit more savvy. I haven't been to a multi-level marketing quote-unquote party in a long time. But I've gotten weaseled into those parties and the guilt. When there's like five people at a party and there's snacks and drinks and candles and they've really gone out of their way, you feel so bad for not buying anything. But those parties, let me tell you, the products at those parties are not cheap. They're not cheap at all. I went to one that was clothes. It was this designer who used to be a designer at Nordstrom, and now she, and that one was why I got bamboozled, because it was presented as if it was a friend
mm-hmm.
who makes clothes. No, it was a pyramid scheme. And I bought like $100 pair of pants that I've never worn. I felt so guilty, but nothing was cheap. Everything was expensive, like blazers and suits.
You're not obligated to do a damn thing. You invite me to a party. All you have to do is show up to the party and be nice, be kind. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. You have to buy anything.
Have either of you, because I do feel like this is something that women have to deal with more than men. Have either of you been suckered into a pyramid scheme party?
Not a party,
no.
But I've been approached at the gym by the same guy twice.
Ugh.
Who forgot he approached me the first time. But I mean, if that's his quote unquote job, then yeah, he's not going to keep track of who he's talked to. So this one guy talked to me two separate instances at two separate gyms. And it always starts off with a compliment. Hey, I like those shoes. And I'm not wearing like nice shoes. You know, they're gym shoes. They're old and nasty. Hey, I like your shoes. Where'd you get those? I don't know, man. And you're interrupting your own workout. You're taking your AirPods out, you know, your headphones out, and you're talking to this guy. And it always starts with compliments and will inevitably lead to, hey, so what do you do for work? And then you, of course, will say, what do you do for work? And then it leads into, I sell stuff for Amway. Or sometimes they won't even mention Amway. They'll say, hey, like granola bars or like protein bars and powders and supplements and things like that. And then of, oh, okay, now it's clear. Now I know what your true intentions were.
Yep. You know, I don't know how. I think it's a difficult, that's a difficult profession to be in, where your job is to basically cold call people in person.
Yeah,
I would rather cold call strangers than my friends, though. Yeah. That's what bothers me about the friends thing.
Yeah,
is there's like, an enormous amount of guilt.
What annoys me about it is that the company very clearly is telling these guys and gals just out of school, hey, here's what you need to do. You know that person that you met in college that you used to see at the bar? You need to reach out to them now.
Yeah.
Like any person you've ever met in your entire life, you need to reach out to them.
Tell me.
You know what? That's the quickest way to get me to not do it. So, that's the quickest way to get me to not use your service.
314-436-7900. Tell me what you would have done here. I forgot about this one. This one was a couple years ago. A friend that I see occasionally in group settings reached out to me personally, which was unusual, and was like, do you want to like meet up for coffee and catch up? And like, I don't normally do that. But again, like if someone's making an effort, let's meet up. And we did. And they wanted to sell me stuff. And I was horrified. And I wanted to just get up and be like, dude, this was my day. This is my afternoon. And I thought you reached out and like, you know, I think it's important to build community and talk to people. And you want to sell me? You know what it was? It was Amway. That's why I remembered it, because it was Amway.
I can sniff those out. I'm like a hound dog for those. And you know, there's nobody in the world better equipped to string them along than me.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. I just keep saying we'll put it off. We'll try. I don't know. Maybe next week. Maybe next month. Maybe never. I love it. And then eventually they just stop they stop reaching out to you because you're fruitless.
Yeah.
You've done nothing for them. You've committed to nothing. I'm so good at that.
I have.
And I get a little pleasure out of it too.
Do you? I can see that.
Yeah, so you're reaching out to me. You don't care about me. You're not like, hey, oh, I just want to see how you're doing, man. Want to catch up. No, you don't. You want to sell me something. Well, I would like to string you along.
See, and I think that is very much on brand for you. And that's pretty funny, because what I've learned to do and what I do now is, I guess officially it's ghosting. Mm-hmm. But if someone reaches out and I talk to them and then they respond with their business, I don't respond. I just never respond to that. It's usually on a Facebook message, which again, I've gotten way fewer of these since I got off of Facebook. Why? Because none of these people have my number. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The only way they could reach out was Facebook message. And so if I responded and then their second response, like I said, was a business, I just wouldn't. It's over. Conversation over. And it's not like I don't want to couch it like I'm being so kind by talking to someone. That's not how I felt. I was actually a little touched that this person would reach out. You know, whenever someone reaches out and then you realize, oh my gosh, they're trying to sell me something. Hurt my feelings.
Yeah, well, I'm not hurt by it when that happens to me. It's just more of a, how dare you, you know, like, come on, man. What? Mm-hmm. I am not interested in this.
We have
and how do you even have the audacity to like, I'm going to reach out to this person I kind of know a little bit and start to sell them? Like, I just don't know how you can have that personal mindset.
We have a texter who just says it's a numbers game. And it is.
Well,
and that's what's so obnoxious.
Because, you know, you're going to 20 people are going to say no to you. You just need one to say yes.
Here's a texter. My wife got invited to a party, ended up being a pampered chef party. She spent $200 on pans and she doesn't even cook. What I'm talking about.
Let me tell you.
Pampered chef.
So when I was working at Dick's Last Resort in Chicago, we would get a lot of conventions that would come through. The absolute worst convention to come through was the pampered chef convention. It was awful because all those women would come in. And they were just the worst, all of them.
This is not very nice.
Sorry, Pampered Chef people, but if you ever went to Dick's Last Resort in Chicago in the early aughts, I hate you.
When it was the COVID vaccine and, you know, it was all that was the controversy, someone did say, like, might have been me, but I wasn't the only one, that if you made the COVID vaccine also had benefits for ED, you could get a lot of guys to take it.
Oh, sure.
And another person said you should make the COVID vaccine a multi-level marketing scheme and all the suburban women would do it.
There'll be a whole convention for it.
There'd be a whole a pyramid scheme of the COVID vaccine.
We're going to talk to Corey Miller. Corey Miller from KSDK, sports reporter. With a lot, plenty of sports to talk with him about. We'll talk about City's new coach, press conference coming today, Blues and Jets tonight. And Corey happens to be covering the Olympics coming up. He's going to be going
what?
To... Yeah. He's
wow.
Yeah, he's going to the Olympics. He's going to go cover him. So we're going to talk to him about all of that and more. That's just after 10:30 on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Well, the texts are coming in.
They're rolling in.
Regarding pyramid scheme deception. Texter says, 50 years ago, I got suckered into having lunch with a friend of a friend that turned into a pitch for financial services.
There you go. It's been going on for decades. You know who doesn't do that? KFG advisors.
That's
they
right.
don't. Friends Financial Group does not do that.
Nope. And a few weeks ago, my son got suckered into a meeting with someone he knew from his band days, and the guy worked for the same company that he got suckered into five decades earlier. He said it's an institutional thing.
Come on, man.
Another 314 says, I have a no soliciting sign in front of my house. They also ring the bell, and then when I tell them there's no soliciting, they say, oh, that's okay. And then they continue to talk ad nauseum while I slam the door on their face.
And you had somebody come up to you in a gym, Pajeski, same thing. And the texter says, I would have gone straight to the counter and said, you have a salesperson in the locker room, tell them to leave. They're not allowed to solicit.
I know they're not, because I will say, I didn't say anything. This girl, you know, a little socially awkward. And like I said, so I don't know. I was frustrated because I was in a hurry. But you're right. If someone is constantly soliciting people in the locker room, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. And so my guess is if this continues, there might be complaints from people. Like I said, I didn't complain. And I think there's a numbers game, too, where I bet you can count on people not complaining to a certain point. I don't know.
On Monday, Amy, and you know that the two of us have talked a lot about data centers and our, you know, we are on the same page when it comes to them, because there was the proposed data center in St. Charles, then here in St. Louis in Midtown at the Armory. And there was this idea about them that people who live in the communities where they are proposed, those people don't want them to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So people in Midtown weren't really keen on the idea of the Armory becoming a data center. St. Charles, same sort of thing. And on Monday when you were out, we spoke to Matthew Porter, who was in the tech world and in favor of them. And he talked to us about the logistics of it, and the reality of it, in his opinion, was that they are not as bad as we are hearing. They do not take as much water or electricity or whatever else it is that people in these neighborhoods and communities are concerned about. Well, we just see the story here in KSDK from today, and it says that hyperscale data centers are driving Illinois power needs to unsustainable highs. According to a recently released report by the Illinois Power Agency, Illinois Commerce Commission, and the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. So we're talking about some governmental agencies here, government agencies that are sort of backing up everything that we have heard about data centers, that they are, in fact, using water resources. Mm-hmm. They are, in fact, using more electricity, which strains the community and then raises costs for everybody else.
Yeah, and to me, data centers represent the dystopian hellscape that I don't want to see in the future. You brought up the point that if the Armory were turned into a data center, what you've done is you've taken a hangout place and turned it into a sterile, non-social center, right? Right in the heart of Midtown.
Which is a completely separate concern than you know, resources being drained.
Right. And that's what I mean. So you've got that aspect of it. Then you say, well, let's put it out, you know, maybe in the field somewhere. Well, if you haven't read the New York Times story by Eli Tan, it's "Their Water Taps Ran Dry When Meta Built Next Door." I think if you just Google Brown Water Data Center New York Times, it comes up. Because they have pictures here that when Meta broke ground on a $750 million data center in Georgia, the water taps in this family, Beverly and Jeff Morris, this couple's home, they went dry and they just would barely drip water. And what did drip out, they've got paper towels that are just brown from the water. And you can't sell your home because the home value has gone down. And there's pictures. This is well documented in the New York Times. It's a beautiful home, a little swimming pool, you know, little above ground swimming pool in the back and lots of land. And it's a beautiful piece of property that has what like I said, looks like a dystopian hellscape next door now. So we've seen we've had those two discussions. Well, in Illinois, the data's out, no pun intended, that the electricity bills are being driven up. And I don't know how this is sustainable. AI is an enormous tax on resources to keep these data centers running.
The argument for it was, this is going to be the future. Either we're going to be part of it or we're not. And maybe there is some truth to that, and maybe a lot of truth to that even. And then maybe the infrastructure needs to be improved. Well, the infrastructure needs to be improved anyway. The question is, can we improve it in such a way that it does not cost people in the immediate community or in the state of Illinois? Because costs have gone up in Illinois at large. Is it going to be good enough? Are the improvements going to be good enough that it doesn't turn into a massive problem for everybody who lives in the general vicinity of these data centers? Can they improve the infrastructure enough for that? I'm skeptical that they would be able to do it.
Yeah. Did you read the number from Ameren? I know
the $30 number.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's an insane.
Oh, I did not read it out loud.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
No, no.
Okay. Yeah. So Ameren, the utility that serves the majority of the state of Illinois, paid roughly $30 per megawatt day to purchase electricity from the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In 2025, the cost skyrocketed to $666.50.
That's not even like a 30% increase. You know, a 30% increase would be ridiculous. That's like a million times higher.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
Wow.
It's the Chris and Amy Show. Corey Miller from KSDK will be joining us shortly. Chris and Amy on KMOX, and we go to the guest line this morning. We welcome in Corey Miller, reporter, sports reporter for KSDK, also an anchor there. And there is a lot happening in St. Louis sports. And our guy, Corey, is going to cover the Olympics as well. Corey Miller with us. How's it going, sir?
It's going great. Thanks for having me on.
So are you excited about the Olympic Games?
Oh, it's been a dream since I could, you know, remember growing up watching on NBC. So I am incredibly excited. It's going to be a lot going on, and everything I've been told, it's unlike anything you've ever attended or covered in your life. But I'm very excited.
That's incredible. You also might need they might hand you a hammer and some nails for the ice rink over there in Milan, because those suckers aren't even close to being done.
Isn't it crazy how this seems to happen like a lot?
Every year, yeah. Every 4 years.
Like, oh no, we weren't expecting to get the Olympics, and so we're behind.
Oh,
you're going to use the water? Sorry, we haven't cleaned it yet.
Yeah.
These places know they're going to be hosting Olympic Games for like a decade in advance, and somehow we still end up with this every year. And I haven't seen as many alarming quotes from, you know, NHL personnel over the last week as I saw maybe a couple weeks ago about them possibly even pulling out. So it looks like maybe those kind of things to be worried about have subsided. But still, yeah, I don't know how this keeps happening.
I just hope that wherever it is you end up, the hotel does allow you to flush the TP.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go into one of those places where they tell you to throw it out instead. Was that in Sochi? That was in Sochi.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I picture the Italians, because they're saying that these ice arenas will be done something like 3 days before the first women's game. And I'm picturing Ronj with your favorite impression of Jacques Pepin, the chef.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
And you're like, will you get the ice rink done? It does not matter. What if there's no ice? It does not matter.
It will be done 4 or 5 weeks. It doesn't matter.
When do you leave? When do you get to go?
I'm leaving January 30th and coming back February 24th. So it's a long stay over there. And mostly the Olympics this year are really different than kind of they've ever been. There's two cities, Milan and Cortina, really kind of hosting together, but they're 5 hours away from each other. So Cortina is where the, you know, skiing and curling and a lot of the kind of more outdoor downhill kind of stuff is going to be held. And then Milan's where hockey and figure skating and speed skating are going to be held. So that's where I'll be most of the time. It's kind of a different Olympic Games this time, but should still be very exciting.
Do you know what you're covering?
A lot of hockey, and a lot of figure skating, which, of course, we have the U.S. Figure Skating Championships here in St. Louis in a couple of weeks. So
that's right.
I can't tell you I was quite the figure skating expert before, and I'm still certainly not, but I've been diving head in there since I know I'm going to be in that world for quite a few weeks over in Italy.
All right, so Corey, today we are waiting for a press conference. It's going to happen in a little over a couple hours, about a little less than 2.5 hours from now. City SC will announce their new head coach, introduce him, Johan de May. So the organization, once again, going outside and finding somebody to bring in.
And, you know, you hate to put too much pressure on them, but they have to get this right. I mean, it's been a year and a half now, and they've been in this kind of coaching flux. And the last guy they brought in, and Olaf Melberg, was just I don't know if we've ever seen kind of a coaching hire like that went south so quickly. And you bring in a new sporting director, and he just has to get this hire right, because obviously there's a rabid soccer fan base, and they've been waiting for a team forever. And they're, you know, everybody's going to support City SC. But eventually, if you don't win, things are going to start to turn. I mean, we've even seen that with an institution like the Cardinals in the last couple of years. So they have to get this hire right. And it's a very intriguing guy who's been coaching since he's 16 years old, and he's only 35 now, and apparently wants to keep up the same kind of aggressive style that the club has said they've prided themselves on since their inception. So they got to get this hire right, and I'm looking forward to hearing from him today.
Well, we were talking about the St. Louis Blues and the struggles that they've faced and the injuries that have plagued them this year. They made it through the first part of the season, still struggled with a healthy squad. Now they're injured. I made a joke yesterday that as we've seen call-ups and then sending them back down, like Humaking called up, sent down. Kaskamaki has been called up. We saw Mayu, who now I think has really earned his spot to stay on the team. But Matt Luff, who else am I missing here that we've called up? A lot of names that we're not familiar. And I think they're the, instead of the Springfield Thunderbirds, we now have the Thunder Blues. Because I think half the team is AHL right now. It's the St. Louis Thunder Blues. What do you make of the team this year, Corey? Because the expectations were high.
Yeah, you know what? I guess the silver lining in these injuries now is you get kind of an excuse, because you didn't really have an excuse for the first month and a half or so when things were bad, and it was all the guys you were counting on and new guys that were supposed to make the team even better than last year. So now it's just kind of thrown into another blender with all these new names. Otto Stenberg's another one who was
right,
recently called up, who they're quite high on eventually down the line. But listen, I wish I had an explanation for you, because we came into this year, I was so high on this team. We saw what they did just under a little bit of Jim Montgomery last year. Now they get a whole season and training camp under him, and it just has not worked out. There's certain games where you can just tell in the first few minutes that, okay, I can go spend the rest of my night doing something else, because it's just not going to happen tonight. Their goal differential is minus 37 this year.
Yeah.
The next worst team, I think, is like in the 20s. So not only are they not scoring, you know, their goaltenders have been letting it in, and their defense at an alarming rate. And it's just mystifying to me how it has gone this wrong. And now, like you said, the injuries have hit as well. So I don't particularly see it getting any better. So Doug Armstrong is going to have a lot on his plate here. He's the GM of Team Canada for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So he'll have that, and they'll have determining what to do with the Blues roster here as they near the trade deadline.
Meanwhile, the Cardinals are in the midst of their offseason. They have made the Sonny Gray deal, but so far that's pretty much it. And we all expect them to be active, but do you have a read on how quickly we could see something else happen with them?
It seems like the smoke is starting to rise a little more rapidly here. There's the Brendan Donovan rumor seemingly progressing. Mariners and Giants among the rumored teams interested in him. Wilson Contreras, apparently more and more, able to see himself being moved. And obviously, at this point, it's just the right thing to do, because otherwise you're in this, state of kind of flux that you've been in the last couple of years, where you could have torn this thing down a few years ago and maybe gotten a head start on it, and now you got to do it now. And Heim Bloom, I don't think, is going to waste any time. He knows the value he has in guys like Donovan, certainly, who you'd love to stay on the team since he's a guy you cultivated on your own and a great player, but his value is very high, and this is a team who you don't know when they're going to compete. So I think we're going to see some moves here sooner rather than later, maybe even before Christmas and the holiday season gets deeper underway. Because, teams like to shut it down for a few weeks there, usually. So I think we're going to see quite a bit here, and maybe even some interesting ads. Like we saw Dustin May, although not official quite yet by the Cardinals in any sort of release. I guess they're being extra cautious with his physical, I would assume, since he's got an injury history. But I wouldn't be surprised if they take a couple more chances on guys like that who have been, high prospects or highly touted at one point, and see if they can get some value there.
The Contreras name, I've been talking about this as being arguably the most intriguing, just because we're already assuming Donovan is gone. You know, we assume that they are going to trade Arenado, or at least we hope they're able to make that move happen. And I'm sure he hopes the same thing at this point. But Contreras has been a really productive player for them. And maybe, you know, injury has been the reason we don't talk enough about him. But that's a guy you would think a lot of teams would have a lot of interest in.
Certainly, especially right now. You know, he proved he can play first base last year. He did a really nice job moving over there. And I think he's got more value as a first baseman than he did as a catcher. And the best first baseman is now off the block in the major leagues with Pete Alonso going to the Orioles. So there's a lot of smoke with Contreras and the Mets, obviously, after losing Alonso. And I think there's going to be, I think there are right now, multiple suitors for him who have certainly inquired. And it's just about, I guess, finding the best deal. And it is going to stink to see him go. He's been, like you said, one of their consistently best hitters over the last few years. He is a great quote and will tell it like it is, and doesn't really sugarcoat anything, and loves being a Cardinal and really wants to win. And he's going to be very attractive to a lot of teams out there.
And this is all happening under a new president of baseball operations. And we've gotten the chance to know him a little bit, but we still haven't seen him really operating this whole ship for very long. What is your read on Heim Bloom?
Very, very smart, very, very calculated. You know, he's had a long time to be kind of in the background here and take everything in. And now he gets to hit the ground running. And I think he's going to want to make an impact right away. And like I said, get this thing started sooner rather than later. We've had 2 years here that they've kind of been middling and not really going one way or the other. And now if you decide you just want to take it all the way back, you better do it fast and get as much talent as you can. So I think Heim is going to, you know, take the appropriate steps. And fans, you know, may not like the product for a little bit, but he certainly has a track record of being able to acquire and be part of organizations that can turn it around. Even the Red Sox, when he left there, he traded Mookie Betts, which everybody hated him for. Now the Red Sox have some really good young talent that's come through and made them a contender again. So I think the Cardinals are going to be staying patient a few years longer, and we'll see how if fans are able to swallow that. But that's kind of the reality of the situation.
KSDK sports reporter and anchor Corey Miller, we appreciate your time. Enjoy being over there covering the Olympics, and we might force you to check in with us while you're there.
I was trying to figure out the time difference.
Yeah.
It's 7 hours ahead in Italy, so not too bad.
Perfect. Then
that's convenient for us.
You'll have no problem chatting with us.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Thank
you.
Hey,
I'm definitely game.
There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
That's what I want to hear. Corey Miller, thank you, and have fun out there.
Yep.
Thanks for having me.
I was just thinking about this. I wouldn't mind seeing a show of some kind.
What kind? Like a people show or a movie show?
Just a show. I want a people show. You mean a live show?
In the theater?
Yeah.
Yes.
So here's my idea. And I want you to tell me what you think of it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a thing happening at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center December 23rd. It's called Let It Be Christmas.
I already love it.
A rock opera.
Wow.
So we're talking about Beatles, right? Christmas, yep. Beatles. Uh-huh. Sounds cool, doesn't it?
Very cool. But it sounds like it might be hard to get tickets.
Well, not if you're caller number 6.
That's right.
To the contest line at 314-955-1120, because you'll get a pair of them, a pair of tickets for that show December 23rd, 314-955-1120, and you'll get to go see Let It Be Christmas, the tickets provided by Rocky Marlowe. And you must have a valid email address to win.
Absolutely.
If you don't have a valid email address, you get nothing, pal.
You know who's going to make sure that show runs smoothly?
Kirkwood Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
Oh, Matt Pajeski, he's part of it.
Our illustrious producer will be there making sure it sounds great.
He's a big sound.
He's a big illustrious?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because you said he wasn't intrepid. So.
I don't know that he's intrepid.
I feel like he's intrepid.
You think he's intrepid?
He did the environmental day for the business.
Have you said thank you once?
Is he? I don't know that he's intrepid.
He is. You planned the Save the Earth Day?
Yeah.
I guess I did.
That's intrepid.
Yes, but is he? I don't know that I would consider him fearless.
Oh, I think he's fearless.
I was on the front lines for the planet that day.
He was.
Yeah. Were you fearless?
No.
You were without fear?
Oh, you know what else? He manned the donation center after the tornadoes. You did. You put the receptacle.
Oh, I did. We did a little donation around the office
for
tornado supplies.
He's also not adventurous. This guy has a very strict set of rules that you must adhere to at all times.
That's why I like
this
him.
Is not
He's a big rules guy.
Traditionalist, yeah. I prefer.
Okay, well, that's not adventurous.
This guy loves rules.
He's afraid of going outside.
No,
going outside the parameters of his rules.
Do you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid of people who don't vote in our question of the week on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, you better tell people about that.
At Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter.
Yeah.
Our question of the week. Definitely not mundane. Which day is better, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Listen.
Nothing mundane about that.
No, nothing can be more mundane than the green bean casserole question of the week. I feel like we've stepped up our game. Not much, but it didn't take much.
No.
So which day is better? I know which day I think is better because I believe the magic of Christmas rests in anticipation.
Yeah, and you know what? I think the results of this Twitter poll are kind of already demonstrating that.
I think so.
So it's about what I thought it would be.
So we do love to hear from you. You can do that on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX. You can also text us on the text line 314-436-7900, which to summarize, Ronj, we have received quite a few texts from people who are not in favor of the data centers. Basically saying, I don't know how these things aren't going to suck up electricity and water and drive up the prices for utilities. One texter says he was formerly in the utilities business, mm-hmm. and said these things are going to drive up costs and use a lot of our resources.
The argument that was given to us by Matthew Porter, who we spoke to earlier in the week, was the infrastructure needs to be improved anyway, which is true. It does. He's correct about that. But are we, the question is, are we going to be able to improve it in such a way that people aren't going to lose their water, that they aren't going to have their electricity skyrocket?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because if that's the case, then great, let's do it, you know? But all indications are that it's going to be a problem for a lot of people. So it may be unavoidable, though, you know, because I think communities can only push back so much before they get eventually strong-armed. So we'll see how it all plays out. But turning the armory into a thing that's not a gathering spot would just be a real bummer. Final hour of the show is coming up, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Major Adam Moore with the Salvation Army. You've heard Amy talk about the Red Kettle campaign for weeks now, and Major Moore is next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.